Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hello and welcome to Being Green. I'm Glynis Crook. Those of us lucky enough to have electricity in our homes probably still have strong memories of that awful winter of 2015 when the country experienced regular load shedding. Rushing home to fill a few flasks with hot water, children trying to get homework done by candlelight, or figuring out at which local takeaway you might still be able to buy some warm food. But for many, life without electricity is a daily reality. Those living in informal settlements can wait up to 10 years before they get access to an electrical connection. Well, the Sustainability Institute based in Stellenbosch decided that this was way too long. So they came up with a project called iShack, which provides individual solar energy to some 1,300 households in a local township called Enkanini, in what is the first installation of its kind in an urban settlement. Damien Conway is the director of the project. Damien, tell us please, how does the system work exactly?
Hi, so we're a social enterprise, in other words, a business that's not for profit, and in our project in Stellenbosch, we install and maintain solar home systems in, as you said, the households of now over 1,300 residents in Enkanini. And the solar home system is basically a panel on the roof, which is anything from 50 to 100 watts, and then a battery inside with a little brain or charge controller that manages that energy, and that can power LED lights, low-energy media, charged cell phones, small TVs, radios. We employ a group of what we call iShack agents who are recruited from the community, and they do the lion's share of the technical work and the sort of client liaison. And then households join voluntarily. They pay a joining fee and a small deposit, and they have free use of the system. They don't own it, and they just then need to pay for maintenance if and when they need it.
So you say that it can power a small media and enough lights to last in the day. Would this be even in winter?
So winter is a challenge, particularly in Cape Town, notwithstanding the last few winters have been very mild. But yes, certainly lighting, the household does need to manage their energy use. It's not like they can run the TV or whatever, you know, all night long. And we do a lot of work to sort of educate each household, and we contract them on how to manage their battery. We call it Love Your Battery, and it seems to work quite well.
How would you say that this must have quite a radical impact on the lives of people, changed it a lot for those who do have the system?
Yeah, you know, we take for granted, as you said in your intro, you know, the convenience of switching on a light. But when the alternative is reaching for a candle in the pitch darkness or lighting a paraffin, a lamp, that impact is quite significant. And then in terms of media, not just entertainment, it also adds to the social and family life. We had a wonderful client, you know, who said she's happy because her husband can now watch soccer at home rather than spend all his time at the Shebeen. And children who, you know, who not only get entertainment but can actually start to develop English language skills. Clients who said that they now felt much more confident at work because they could talk about things going on in the world having watched the news. So yes, the impact can be quite, also things like, you know, improved safety, reduced health risks from, you know, inhaling toxic fumes from paraffin and candles. Mm.
Damien, just briefly, can the system be scaled up to provide enough energy for more than just lights and a television, for example?
We do have some clients who are running fridges off their systems, so those are larger systems, and really the limit is, I suppose, the size of your roof. But if you had solar panels even on a small entire size of a small shack, you would be able to provide quite a significant amount of electricity, which you could then augment with things like solar water heaters and gas cooking.
Listening to you talk, it springs to mind, could the system be adapted for individual homes across Cape Town? Could I put one on my roof?
Well, I think, you know, many wealth households are actually opting into that and purchasing large systems for a range of reasons, not just financial. And I think the challenge for low-income houses, which is our interest, is accessing the capital to do that, and then also to have the capacity, reliable capacity, for the inevitable maintenance. I think it works better at a sort of economy of scale where you've got a dense population, you're all accessing the service rather than just individual houses.
Well, I certainly wish that it was something that I could have in my household. That was Damien Conway, director of the Sustainability Institute Innovation Lab, which runs the iShack project. Well, that's it for this week. Till next time, from me, Glynis Crook, goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get RE/MAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX. Above the crowd. FM.